Our biggest show coming to town this week brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com, see what they've got on the schedule for the next few weeks. We have six big shows this week that we're going to run through, and then we'll vote on which we think is the biggest coming to town. Candidate number one, tomorrow night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, it's How the Edge Stole Christmas featuring Weezer.
See, I didn't know that the Edge was friends with the guys from Weezer.
I think he is.
But Adam's not going to be there?
Or? Different the Edge.
Oh.
This is the radio station.
I like Weezer.
So I've always really liked Weezer. And then I read some column the other day. Oh, it was a column ripping U2. And it said U2 has now... We look at them the same way we look at... And they listed a few bands, Coldplay, somebody else, Weezer. And by the way, all the bands they listed I liked.
See, because you're not hip.
So Weezer is, it's not cool to like Weezer?
Oh, I think some hipster, I'm sure it's not, but...
No, I think that they've, I think that the most annoying insult in the world to me is used on them. They've become a parody or a caricature of themselves. Mm-hmm.
I think there are guys who really don't take themselves that seriously and make good music. That's all.
I think they take them pretty seriously, don't they?
No, they're kind of goof-offs, but I mean, I think they take their music very seriously. But, I mean, to me, I think their biggest problem, I guess, with a hipster is that it's not, you know, 1995 anymore.
Yeah, I just think there's shelf life problems.
Mm-hmm. Good body of work, though. I mean,
great body of work.
But... Have you heard my idea? You know, since we're in the station that creates cover bands, I'm going to wait till I turn 60 and start a Weezer cover band. I call it Geezer.
I like it.
It's pretty high concept.
Got to wait a little bit, but yeah. It'll be great.
Huh? Call it Geezer, huh?
All right, that's candidate number one. Candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Wednesday night, next door here at the American Airlines Center, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Pretty good.
Come on. Oh, yeah. Come on, girl. Let's talk about it.
And I try to tell you, boys, NSYNC had something. Sure enough, they did. They had Justin Timberlake.
They did have that. I will give you that.
I want to hear if this is a real bass or not. Yeah?
How can you tell?
He can.
This is...
Sounds like a... What did I tell you, Craig? I told you that everything comes from Good Times by Chic. Mm-hmm. That Bernard Edwards... Sounds like he's playing a sting right here. Some kind of music, man.
Well, he's not only talented musically, but he is the best guest host on Saturday Night Live this side of Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, you know you're going to get a funny short song.
He's an old-school talent, man. He sings, he dances, he acts, he's funny.
Yep.
And you know what? He's got crossover appeal. The girls love him, obviously, but guys love him, too, because he's cool and he's funny.
Yep.
Plays golf.
Yeah, the women love him.
The Grizzlies also.
He's what?
Part owner of Memphis Grizzlies.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know.
What do y'all think of him as an actor? Not in those short films. I think he's hilarious in those, but like films.
Like what?
Like the one where he...
Facebook?
Social Network?
I didn't see that. What was the one where he was almost like a Logan's Run starter kit, you know, where you only had so much time, you had to buy Time Bandits or something?
Alpha Dog?
Not Time Bandits.
He's never the big feature guy in a lot of movies.
He was in this one. He was like the lead,
The Open Road?
He saw it.
Something about time.
In Time.
Out of Time?
In Time. I'm looking at his filmography.
Yeah.
He was inside Lewin Davis.
And maybe it's just because you know it's Justin Timberlake, you can't necessarily take him serious.
Poor Lewin.
Guy on the run who has... some karate skills, but I don't know.
Runner, Runner? Is that what you're thinking of? Or In Time?
I don't know, Craig.
Well, you brought it up.
He's lost interest in his own conversation.
I think it was in time, because it was when you could steal other people's time, you know. And okay. Y'all didn't see that?
No.
Yeah. It was okay.
Well, that makes me want to
better,
go see it.
A better musician than actor, I would say.
Okay.
Because when you're a star musician, I think it's hard to take that person seriously in a movie unless they're really, really good at acting.
Like Rick Springfield.
Who is the biggest crossover music to acting? Was it? Would it be Streisand?
Will Smith?
Yeah.
Or Sinatra?
J-Lo.
Will Smith? J-Lo?
I would say Will Smith has to be, as far as most successful.
I think
successful.
He better than Timberlake
Did
does.
Streisand win an Oscar?
I think so.
Funny
right?
Girl.
Yeah. The Way We Were.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gentle.
You know, Madonna, she was pretty good on the screen.
She was good in Evita or Perón, whatever.
League of Their Own, too.
Was.
Yeah, League of Their Own, she was good.
Did she play her with full mustache?
No.
Mm-mm.
You know, I hear Madonna in real life has a pretty good mustache.
Really?
I got that from a very good source.
What does that mean?
It's Movember. Madonna always grows a mustache.
No, Madonna. All right, Candidate 3, biggest show coming to town. This will be Thursday night at the American Airlines Center. Wow, big night for our, big week for our neighbors. Thursday, it's Usher.
Take him out all this time.
Maybe we'll talk to him.
Yeah. Oh, boy, Jesse is going to be so confused on Thursday night working the Usher show.
Will Usher bring Jesse on stage?
How come he doesn't have the proper uniform
to do a duet?
Maybe.
To do We're in the Money or whatever was popular when Jesse was a kid.
When they announce Usher, is Jesse going to go up on stage and
right.
get confused and start
yeah.
performing?
Well, I'm going to sing Boogie Boy from Company.
Package.
Did you know that Usher broke up with his girlfriend, Chili? What a couple. Chili and Usher.
Hey, we're meeting Usher and Chili out tomorrow night.
I thought, I'm thinking of Left Eye Lopez. She's the one that died from TLC.
Did she die? House fire?
Yep.
No, it wasn't a house fire. She set Andre Rison's house on fire.
Oh,
she died in a car wreck years later.
That's what it was. Well, I didn't know Usher was born in Dallas.
Who was the last celebrity to die in a house fire? I can't think of one.
House fire.
Didn't think I'd get that question today. Wasn't prepared.
Huh.
I think it's an interesting question.
I
can't think of a celebrity that died in a house fire.
Why don't they?
I don't know.
Why don't they? Smoke alarm? I don't know.
You're saying that more celebrities should die in house fires?
No, I'm just saying it's odd that they never do. Because the common man has smoke alarms.
Right.
But
he dies in house fires. There's got to be some explanation for it. Like God tips them off or something because of the celebrity deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be it.
All right, that's Candidate 3. Candidate 4, biggest show coming to town. Friday night at the McFarland Memorial Auditorium at SMU, Ryan Adams.
Got the high school here.
That dude is genius.
Cuts like a knife.
Yeah, this guy is a good.
I like this guy. Wow, he married Mandy Moore. We had interaction with her at Media Day at the Super Bowl one year. She's
raring. Wait, I thought she was married to Mike Madonna.
No, that was... it always confused me
Willa
about
Ford?
Calling her... Yeah, Willa Ford.
But her name is Mandy.
I think her nickname may have been Mandy. I can't remember.
I think
her
Mandy's
stage name,
her real
Willa?
Name.
That's
Willa.
Her real name.
Okay.
But Mandy had a different... Was she a Ford? Wasn't Mandy Ford, was it?
Chevy?
Man, all right, let's just all stop talking.
Just enjoy Ryan
Seacrest.
Adams.
You know...
She was Amanda Wilford and changed her name to Willa Ford and then Amanda Madonna. Very confusing.
Well, not that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I used to like this guy, and then he became a caricature of himself.
Stop it.
Shut up.
All right, Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town Saturday night at the AT&T Performing Arts Center in Dallas. The ticket's own Jack Ingram.
Hey.
I think the bird dog's warring with him.
We love Jack.
Where it is?
AT&T Performing Arts Center.
Oh.
See, I think he's a parody of a caricature of himself.
I think this was his first number one.
Is this Wherever You Are?
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Barefoot and Crazy.
Oh, I mean, Wherever You Are is his first
is
number
crazy.
One.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is.
No. This is crazy.
This was a top 10 hit for him. We're headed out of town, jumping off the deep end. Crazy. All right, and finally, candidate number 6, Saturday at the Windstar in Thackerville, Melissa Etheridge.
Oh. No.
Especially the way it starts real slow.
Why do you hate this, Georgia?
I don't know. It's a pretty good song, and I guess it just got overplayed 20 years ago or something. Maybe she just
it'll beat you down.
Oversings it a little bit. I don't know, but it just
She writes her own music, plays guitar. She's got some great
talented,
licks.
Yes,
builds her own instruments.
Yeah,
she just released an album. This is ME. Went to 21 on the charts.
Look at him giggling. Is that stupid joke?
Would you try to focus a little bit?
I am focused.
You know what I think beat me down about this song was all the bands with a female singer that would cover it. Like you'd be at some bar. No. I mean, like popular bands. I mean, like you'd be at the bar. There's a female singer. They'd always do this song. And they'd be really into it. And
well, there's limited.
No one else really was. And it just...
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I bet you just went up a position on the...
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town. Is it Candidate 1, Wednesday at Verizon, Weezer? Candidate 2, Wednesday at the AAC, Justin Timberlake? Candidate 3, Thursday at the American Airlines Center, Usher? Candidate 4, Friday at McFarland, Ryan Adams? Candidate 5, Saturday at the AT&T Performing Arts Center, Jack Ingram, or Candidate 6, Saturday at Windstar, Melissa Etheridge, George.
I certainly support Jack Ingram. It's really close between Usher and Justin Timberlake. I will go with Justin Timberlake.
Bordo.
I think it's Usher.
Yeah,
Sean.
I support Ryan Adams, but it's JT.
Yeah, I support Ryan Adams, too.
Chair.
JT.
Fernando.
JT.
Yeah, it's very close.
I'm gonna acting like you know him.
I'm going to split my vote half to Timberlake, half to Usher.
What?
So that means 4.5 for JT to 1.5 for Usher. Justin Timberlake, Wednesday, biggest show.